Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you know anything, anything at all, call the police because we want our daughter back. And yep. She wants us, our daughter, Isla. She needs her big sister. We need her home.
Good evening. In the dark of night, with the sound of the wind and the ocean filling this campsite at the blowholes near Carnarvon, these heartbroken parents you just heard a little piece of then are still searching for answers. Tonight, they are absolutely shattered. They are baring their souls, hoping that it might prompt someone to come forward and to help bring their daughter back, hoping even perhaps that Cleo herself might be watching and might hear their voice. Or that her abductor might also be watching, and they have a chilling plea to them. They firmly believe that someone somewhere has her right now, and 10 days on, they hold on to hope. This is one of the biggest cases in WA history, and this is their plea for your help to solve it.
I know you'd really rather not be here
right
now talking to us.
No, not at all.
But
we're here.
You are? Why is it that you agreed to have a chat to us?
Well, we're hoping that by being here, whoever's watching, if they know anything, if the person that's watching has Cleo, we want her home. We want her to be home with our baby. We want her in our arms.
What's it been like coming back from the blowholes? You're back in your hometown now. What's it been like trying to carry on with your life without your little girl?
Very hard.
Yeah. Like you said, we're going on to 10 days, but it feels like eternity already.
Yeah. I know you're adamant that you don't want to revisit all the sequence of events that night, so we'll just go to the part where you arrive at the blowholes. You're pretty eager to get your tent set up, get dinner, get organised. Cleo then goes to bed at about 8:30. What do you say to her? What are your last words? How do you put her to bed exactly?
I put her to bed. I tucked her in. I made sure her sleeping bag was completely tucked under her mattress. I made sure she was warm. It was going to be quite a windy night. It was overcast. We just tried to make sure she was safe.
The last time you spoke to her, do you remember what you said?
I asked her to get back into bed after she had a sip of water. Put my head through to check on Isla, and that was it. That was the last time.
And again, I know you absolutely don't want to revisit that night. So about 1:30, she stirs, she's thirsty. And then at about 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30, you realise she's not there.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that feels like?
Heartbreaking, heart-wrenching.
Scary.
Completely scary. I mean, how are you meant to feel?
I think a lot of parents have experienced that moment where you lose sight of your child even for a minute. You feel sick. You're overwhelmed with stress. At what point did you hit that level?
Straight away.
Straight away, pretty much.
It was, I remember when the police were asking us to go through everything, I just remember thinking, like, how did someone come into that tent and take Cleo? How could someone feel that they could do that to someone? How could someone take a child? And my gut just felt sick.
I know police have categorically ruled out that Cleo could have wandered off on her own. When they deliver that fairly blunt assessment of things to you, how does that sit?
Pretty heartbreaking.
So when you pull back that divider and she's gone, what do you do? Where's your head at?
You pretty much just started searching.
I mean, where could your head be? It was everywhere. No one I know of has been through that, and I would never wish for anyone to wake up and feel that feeling that went through me. I couldn't explain it to you.
So obviously you then step outside the tent and you're in the campground you know pretty well.
Yep.
Where do you go?
Your parents just searched everywhere.
Everywhere we could think of, like, we both grew up there.
Yeah.
Mm. Where do you not go? You go everywhere. I stayed on the phone to the police. We had to keep doing check-ins until they got there. And the whole time, you're trying to look through tears. I had other mums helping. Yeah, it was nothing that I'd ever wish upon anyone.
That Saturday was to be your first full day there at the campsite. What did you actually have planned?
I would plan to head down to the beach, teach Cleo to go swimming, and Isla's first camping trip. So we're going to take her and put her in the water and teach her to swim as well.
Bit of bike riding too.
Yeah, she's just learned to take her. We just took her training wheels off, and she's just learned to ride with Adam. So we're going to took her bike up to teach her some more.
Camping's something that you enjoyed doing?
Yeah, we do it a lot. We haven't been since we've had Isla. It's about a year since we've been.
It was meant to be her first camping trip with her sister.
Camping trip.
She was excited to be there.
Yeah, to say the least.
What happens after that? I know you stayed at the blowholes for some time until Friday. You said you wouldn't leave there without Cleo.
And we had to.
You had to.
It got to a point.
At what point did you have to face each other and say, we have to go now?
Well, just once they confirmed the search, and
it was done.
She wasn't there.
Did you feel like that moment was coming?
We held hope, but the hope of her being there was slowly slipping away.
In recent days, we've seen forensic officers pouring over your house. I mean, this is your family home. This is Cleo's home. How do you process that?
I guess we just hold hope that there's something there that they can find.
Something we can help with, Denise.
Yeah. Anything. I mean, if it's someone that's been watching for who knows how long, hopefully they pick something up that will help.
Have you been able to go back there since?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. We've got a dog, so we've had people look after our dog. She's lost without her best friend, as much as we are without our daughter.
Cleo and the new dog are close.
Yeah. I got my dog before I had Cleo, but it was like they bonded straight away.
Yeah. Your baby and your fur baby. Can you see yourself going back and being at that home anytime soon?
No.
I can't imagine what that's like.
No.
Knowing that Cleo's bedroom is there waiting for her.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What's going through your mind now, 10 days in? I know when you spoke before, you said you've just got a million thoughts swirling around in your head, things that may or may not have happened. I mean, has that slowed down at all?
I know my main thought right now is just, I want my daughter back.
Yeah.
I want her home.
This is a really uncomfortable question to ask, but I know that we spoke about it beforehand, so you know what's coming. And you know that, unfortunately, you know, when cases like this come up, a lot of people fancy themselves as amateur detectives.
Yep.
And there's always going to be speculation that mum and or dad might be involved and have a case to answer. So I have to ask the question, Jake, is there anything that you're not telling us?
No, nothing.
Anything you haven't told police at this point?
No, nothing.
So you or no one that you know has anything to do
with
Cleo's disappearance?
No.
And Ellie, I have to ask you the same question.
No way. We love our daughter.
Exactly.
And we want her home.
How does it feel knowing that people do form these theories and that somehow you fit this theory?
I can't imagine what that feels like. For someone, you know, if they've got kids, they know what it feels like to be a parent. And there is no way that either myself or Jake could have done anything to hurt our daughter.
What do you think happened?
She was taken.
Someone's taken.
As simple as that, or are there other things that are really weighing on your mind? You know, what does your gut tell you happened?
Just she's taken, she's gone. She's been taken from our family, from somewhere she's meant to feel safe, and she's been taken.
It's just, it's so brazen, isn't
it? It is, and I can't even explain to you what we've gone through. It's terrible.
I mean, it sounds like you're pretty experienced campers.
Yeah.
I'm a camper. When I go to bed at night, you know, in a tent, I feel quite comfortable. I feel at ease when you hear movement around you, you know, howling wind, crashing waves, birds, sounds of nature, other people's footprints, anything like that. It's staggering, isn't it, to think that someone would come into a tent in the middle of the night.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I know that the whole state, the whole country is desperate for good news for you, for resolution. To the people who are watching tonight, what would you like to say to them? And if you wanted to speak to them directly.
If you know anything, anything at all, call the police because we want our daughter back and she wants us. Our daughter, Isla, she needs her big sister. We need her home.
There's also every chance that her abductor or abductors might be watching this as well, Ellie. So again, if you want to speak to them potentially, directly, what would you say to that person or persons?
I wouldn't even know what to say to them.
Please bring our girl back.
Yeah, just bring her home. She's everything to us. And she belongs at home with her family.
I'm joined by Detective Superintendent Rod Wild, the man leading Task Force Rhodia in the search for answers. Rod, thanks for your time. Firstly, what can you tell us about this recent development? A car seen turning out of Blowholes Road in the middle of the night, 3:30 on that Saturday morning.
Yeah, look, Tim, we haven't identified that vehicle as yet, so certainly we're keen for the driver or anyone that may have been in that vehicle to come forward to the police and just to identify themselves. So, like I mentioned previously, it was a witness, two witnesses that were driving north on the coastal road around that time, saw a car that turned right at the T-junction coming out of the Blowholes Road, heading back towards Carnarvon. So we just want to speak to those people. It may be that they've witnessed something themselves and identify themselves to us.
Rod, we've seen you gathering evidence, dusting for fingerprints, looking for any signs that might point to a stalker or stalkers at Cleo's house in recent days. Can you tell us, are you still there?
In relation to that, it's part of a process with a major investigation. We'll do that. There was no indication that the family or Cleo were being stalked in the days beforehand. So I want to reassure the community in Carnarvon that that's not what we think happened. So for thoroughness in a major investigation, we'll do that. We'll go to the house and we'll do some forensic work around the house. But certainly there's no indication that that's the case.
So can you tell us, was anything of interest found there at all?
Look, we're still processing through the scene and the exhibits we've taken. But what I can say, there's nothing that's alarmed us so far.
Rod, it's unprecedented in WA to see a $1 million reward offered up so soon after a person disappears. Can you tell us what the impact of that reward has been?
Look, we have received a number of calls in relation to that, and prompted by the reward. But what I'd ask is, if someone is out there with information, they suspect they know or have information about the person that may have taken Cleo, if that's what's happened, we want them to come forward. We want them to call the police. And obviously there's $1 million, a million reasons for them to call the police.
Rod, does it surprise you that you still haven't been able to account for everyone who was here that night?
Oh, look, no, not really, because it is the nature of it. It's a holiday destination where people are travelling. There may be people that are travelling up the coast that have been off grid and not aware. So they're the people that we want. We've spoken to and identified a large number of people, which has been very helpful, but we still believe there are some that we haven't made contact with.
Okay, well, are you currently questioning anyone of interest?
No, we're not.
Rod, how confident are you at this point in time, almost 10 days on, of finding Cleo?
Look, I am confident. Like I say, we've got a very large team of dedicated police officers that, with the help of the public, will find out what's happened to Cleo.
Rod, thanks for your time.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I love you. We miss you. And we want you home.
The desperate pleas from two shattered parents who want any help that you might be able to offer them to help reunite them with their little girl. We are assured that the police are doing everything they can, but clearly they need your help too. So no amount of information is too small or insignificant to pass on. You can help by following the QR code that's appearing now on your screen. You can also visit a police station, or you can contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. That's 1800 333 000. What is certain is that someone somewhere knows what has happened to little Cleo. But for now, from Carnarvon, on this special episode of Flashpoint, it's good night.